what exactly is it that we love so much about the movies? Sometimes it's sheer escapism, the adrenaline rush of a thriller, the feel-good pleasure of a rom-com. But writer Madeline Sprengnether once had a more profound experience. Going to the movies set her on a journey of self-discovery and even helped her come to terms with the sudden death of her father, all thanks to one film.
That was Padre Panchali, which is a film made in the 1950s by Sajit Ray, the Indian director. It just completely took me off guard, and somewhere towards the end of it, I started to just break down sobbing in the movie theater, not really understanding what was happening. And I just kept on crying and crying in this completely overwhelming way. I think it was for lots of reasons. It's visually very powerful. It's about the death of a young girl and the mother's inability to mourn her death in the immediate context. The mother seems kind of just stunned. And it isn't until later in the film, when her husband, who's been away, returns home and he's brought a present for this daughter who has died, and he's completely unaware of what has happened, that the mother breaks down and starts to cry. But the way this happens in the film is that you hear a musical score. There's no realistic sound. You don't hear the sound of her sobbing. What you hear is this incredibly powerful sitar music. And I think it was the combination of the mother's delayed reaction and this very unusual way of portraying her grief, combined with the fact of the daughter's death, that seemed to kind of tap into a grief that I felt as well, but had so deeply buried that I really didn't have any day-to-day access to it. Movies do something that maybe other media don't do. For instance, when I'm reading by myself, I don't have those kinds of very powerful emotions that movies can stimulate. And I think some of it has to do with sitting in the dark for so long. You spend something like 2 hours, and often longer, in the dark with a lot of other people watching very big images on the screen. And I think it puts one into a not a trance state and not a hypnotic state, but something that makes you more vulnerable and I think is closer to the dream state. And maybe it does even tap into those parts of our brains that invent images for us while we're sleeping. And I think when you're in that kind of more relaxed state, that you're able to experience parts of yourself, even though you're watching someone else's story, that maybe you don't normally think about.
Madeline Sprengnether is the author of Crying at the Movies, a film memoir.